Good morning, we're continuing with Hayadam, Chalamotes, Simon Hay. And again, it's not so relevant that the scenarios should play out, but it does happen, and it's also a good opportunity to learn some basic understanding of the halachas of mikvah and mayan, etc. So the Hayadam talks about a case of Tavol Yadav b'mayan, as opposed to Tevila in a mikvah, it's about Tevila and a mayan. So what's the difference in a mikvah and a mayan? So mikvah is referring to rainwater which has come down and gathered in some type of a hole in the ground, a bore, a pit, cistern, a puddle. And so that's the din of mikvah. And the word mikvah itself just means gathering of water. So it means water has come down and it's gathered together. Water which comes out of the ground is in the form of a spring, or an underground well, so as opposed to an underground storage that the rainwater just rolls, goes down there and it's stored there. There's underground water which is coming out. The water table, which is beneath the ground, the water is coming out. You dug down far enough and the water is coming out, so that's called a mayan. If it reaches all the way to the surface on itself and it comes out, you would call that a spring. But both of those ever did have a mayan. And the mayan is not only in the place where it comes out of the ground, but as it continues to flow, that whole flow of water is all has a look of a mayan. So mayan has some differences in halacha than a mikvah. There are three ways that a mayan is different than a mikvah. The mikvah, the water has to be still, has to be in a state of ashbaran. It's not moving, and a mayan is kosher even if it's moving. There's no din of shini mara in the water of a mayan. There is a din of shini mara if the water of the mikvah no longer has the appearance of water. And regards to the amounts, so that's clear. The Gemara says a mikvah is matar a mayan is matar b'kol shehu, and that's referring to kalim. So we mentioned that midaraisa, even a mikvah can be matara kli less than 40 saw, but midrabanan chazal were mevatel that, and required 40 saw to be matire a kli from tuma in a mikvah. However, in a mayan, a person can be matara a kli from tuma in a mayan even now, less than 40 saw. But in regards to Tvilas Adam in a Mayan, this is a Machlokes Rishonim. Whether for Tvilas Adam there's a requirement of 40 saw in a Mayan. Now the question is, how does it play out in regards to Tvilas Yadayim, which is a part of the person? And we should argue maybe that should have the same din or not. So the Chayyadim says, Tavo Yadam B'Mayan, Afilu Hu Katzen Harbe. It's a very small mayan, so it's not 40 so. It's raksha mechasa hamayim lebeis yadav daibes. So it's enough. The water is high enough that he can stick his hands to it, and the full hand will be in the mayan at one time. Now, actually, we hold you don't need to be able to have both hands in there at the same time. Person tefilas yadayim. But Tvilas Aguf, every part of the goof has to be in the mikvah or the mayan at the same time. Tvilas Yadayim, the whole hand has to be in there at one time. You can't do half a hand and then the other half of the hand. But you don't need both hands in there at the same time. Each hand by itself, as long as the hand is fully covered, is sufficient. The language of the Chayyadim does not sound like that. That's how we understand that halacha. Mishpur points it out. Tlav Dafka Beis Yadav. The Chayyadim is telling us that even though it's a small amount of water, that's acceptable. Dai bezed, the mayan matar b'kol shehu. Regards to the hands, it's sufficient kol shehu. And the Gros says, even according to the opinion that by person, you need 40 saw, that's for Tvilas Aguf. With the Tvilas Yadav, everybody agrees that you do not need 40 saw. Then the Chayyadim continues and says that's talking about a case of a mayan, which means it's its own source of water as opposed to just gathering rainwater. Now, I do want to recognize that part of the water in the water table is just the rainwater which comes down, seeps down into the ground, joins the water table, and eventually comes back out. That's true, but once it goes through that process, being part of the ground, and it comes out, it's dealt with in a differently in halacha than just saying rainwater, water which has gathered directly off of the surface into this container. Okay, so that's the first point of the Chagadim, referring to a case of a mayan. He's going to contrast that to a case of a mikvah. We'll talk about this in the next year. Have a good day.